David and Jonathan. Jonathan, the king's son, was kind. He was a good friend to David. They made a promise to each other that whatever happened, they would always be friends. David wanted to leave the palace. He was afraid King Saul would kill him. But Jonathan did not want him to go. "My father will not hurt you," he said. "He always tells me what he wants to do." But David was still afraid. He knew that he was in real danger. King Saul began to hate David. He told Jonathan to kill him, but Jonathan loved David, and so he made a plan. "In a field not far from here, there is a great stone," said Jonathan. "Go and hide behind it. In 3 days I will come with my servant and shoot 3 arrows by its side. If I say to my servant, 'Go and find the arrows, they are on this side of you, bring them here,' then you will know that it is safe and there is no danger. But if I say to the boy, 'Look, the arrows are beyond you,' then you must run away, for there is great danger." So David hid in the field. Jonathan went to King Saul. He begged him not to kill David. King Saul did not listen. He became very angry. He threw his sword at Jonathan, but it missed him. Jonathan ran from the palace, calling his servant. He went to the field near the great stone. Soon his arrows flew through the air. "Find the arrows," called Jonathan. "They are beyond you." David heard, and he was very sad. The servant found the arrows. Jonathan sent him home. Then David came out of his hiding place. He put his arms around Jonathan. Jonathan told David of his father's plans to kill him and urged him to go far away where he would be safe. He asked David to remember that they would always be friends. David ran away. He found a cave near the desert where he lived for a long time.